Watching strong, smart, sexy women kicking butt on screen is one of my keenest pleasures. Add to that, thrill of seeing one of our finest, Alia Bhatt, go up against Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot. I love that director Tom Harper cast a Bollywood A-lister as the baddie in a big Hollywood spy movie, all of which made Heart of Stone seem like a slam dunk. But the film's vast potential is sabotaged by generic writing. Despite the considerable charisma of Alia and Gal, Heart of Stone remains strictly average. Gal plays Rachel Stone, an elite agent affiliated with the Charter, a secret organization of the world's most highly trained agents who work together to maintain world peace. A character says, when governments fail, the only thing is the Charter. Which sounds similar to the global spy agency Citadel in the Priyanka Chopra-led series, which, like this film, was also undone by insipid writing. Meanwhile, Alia is Kea Dhawan, a mysterious hacker who's in hot pursuit of the heart. This heart, we are told, has access to trillions of data points. It's the closest mankind has to perfect intelligence. If you own the heart, a character says, you own the world.
If you own the heart, you own the world.
Which makes the heart seem like the most stable sibling of the rogue AI villain called the Entity in Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. The point is that Heart of Stone mostly feels like a retread. In the time-honored tradition of spy films, the plot globetrots. The film starts in the Italian Alps and ends in Iceland via Lisbon and Senegal. There are big action sequences in the air and on the ground, and at one point Rachel even leaps off a steep height into the sea. Gal has already persuasively played a superhero, so it doesn't take much for us to believe that she can do the things she's doing, including surviving several falls, a near-fatal stab wound, and bullets. For much of the film, she's being chased by men with guns, but rarely do they hit their target. At one point, she dons this wingsuit and skydives to where she needs to go, which brought back bad memories of Salman Khan in Race 3. The sequence is only slightly more convincing here. Writers Greg Rucka and Alison Schroeder give us one nicely staged twist, but mostly the plot stays predictable. The characters have minimum depth and the motivations are flimsy. The unkindest cut is that the villain is utterly forgettable. It's exciting to see Alia make her Hollywood debut, and she does what she can with this material. Gal has a steely beauty, and it's always fun to see a female actor get the mic drop lines and the slow motion hero moments that are mostly the prerogative of men. In one scene, Kea and Rachel are alone in a desert. As they walk towards civilization, they are verbally sparring. Their connection, their chemistry gives you a glimpse into what this film could have been. In an interview with Entertainment Weekly magazine, Harper said that he hopes that Heart of Stone will be the beginning of a new female-led action franchise. I would love to see Rachel Stone save the world, but can we please get her a more sparkling script? You can watch Heart of Stone on Netflix.